Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way tonight. If you have opened this message from an archived source, please understand we are on a live teleconference meeting. That means there will be people calling in from all over the place. And anytime, you digital listeners, anytime you'd like to join us live on our teleconferences, you would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound, spells free me on your telephone keypad. So welcome, everyone. You can find out more about us at freedomswayministries.com. And while we are giving everyone a couple minutes to get in and get settled, if you'd like to say hello, now's a good time to...
Hello?
Hi, Helen.
I thought I lost you there for a minute. Okay. Hey, the anointing works.
Amen.
I bet you know that. The other night when I went to bed, I had this, like, you remember the old radio, the static that you would get?
Mm-hmm.
I had that going on. It would come and go, and my nieces told me, you better stop listening to those iPads. I listen to my iPad all night because that's the only way I can sleep. I sleep mostly. But anyway, I thought, it's, of course, you think of a stroke, you think of him. But anyway, I thought of the anointing, and it worked. And then it, a little bit later, it came back, and I prayed again, and I thought, I said, no, the anointing can break the yoke of whatever that noise is in my head. And then I used it again the next day, so I was excited about that. I mean,
praise
I used to pray
God.
For people a lot, and things happen, but no one ever talked to me about the anointing. So you learn something all the time.
True, so true. You're not learning and growing, you're dying, right?
Right.
Who yeah, else would like to say
fact.
Hello?
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. It's Stephen Cindy from Montana.
So good to have you. Thanks for dialing in.
Hi, it's Marie. I almost said good morning.
Hi, Marie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Vicki.
Is that Charles?
It is indeed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Amen. Thank you.
Hi, Vicki. And it is morning time. I just got up.
There you did, Mitch. Your day starts at night, just like the Lord.
Yes, it does. Yes, ma'am. I start at nighttime. Thank you, Jesus. All righty. I'm out here with him all night. All right, I'll mute back out. I know I'm making all noise. Thank you. Thank you, sis.
God bless you.
Good morning. Hello, I mean, good evening. Good evening, Vicki. It's Joan. I just got on. I said good morning.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're for those of you who wonder why everybody's saying good morning, we get used to it because we dial in the morning line.
Oh, that was funny.
See when I started? LOL.
Yeah. Who's little children?
Hi, Vicki.
Ah, it's Judy.
Yes. You know that music but me. My two boys are here.
All right, Joseph the talker.
Yep.
David the warrior.
Yep. I miss you guys this morning. Got pretty busy.
Yeah, well, we'll be there tomorrow.
I know you will be.
Anybody else want to say hello before I mute your phones? Okay, I am going to go ahead then and mute your telephones for anyone who is new on the line. What that means is you will be able to hear us, but we will not be distracted by any noise in your background. Last chance to say hello.
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 Hello. You asked.
There you go. It sounds like Annette.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm muting the phones now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good evening. This is Phil Burdett here. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority. Anything we can do in that area, we are glad to help. These messages are also very helpful in helping us move in, especially tonight when we're talking about the anointing of God. So tune in tonight, relax, get ready, buckle your seatbelts. You will be blessed. So I'm going to pray us in, get us started. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the anointing on your word, on the anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that you are good, and we worship you, Father. We worship you, God. We just thank you that you have our best interest in your heart and the affairs of men. Lord, thank you that you're with us. Your hand is upon us. And that sure it is your mission to help us grow in your anointing, in your presence, in your ways and your purposes, Father. Thank you. Name of Jesus Christ, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would attempt to distort, distract, blunt the power of this message of what God has intended for his people. And we say, get behind us any unclean spirits. And we just say, Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lord. For a couple of weeks now, we have been studying about God's anointing in order to get a better understanding and come into our appointed places in God's plan. Each of us has been given an anointing, and we're discovering how to recognize and move in that anointing for the advancement of God's kingdom and success in our own lives. Last week, we saw how God's anointing in us makes us his glory carriers. God's glory is revealed when he releases the anointing inside of us. I say we release the anointing inside of us. Hallelujah. We're going to review and hit the high points of the first two sessions. To start here, with God's anointing comes his appointing. He appoints us to a task. He gives us an assignment, and it is his anointing inside us that empowers us to accomplish what God has told us to do. Unfortunately, many Christians who hear from God and understand their assignment still fail to understand that they are empowered to accomplish it. We tend to go about what God tells us to do from the standpoint of what we believe we are capable of doing in our own strength. No one has really told us the whole truth, the truth that we are anointed of God with the same anointing with which he anointed Jesus of Nazareth. When you hear Jesus called Jesus of Nazareth, it is an expression of his humanity not his divinity. Jesus operated in the earth as a man, 100% man, with the 100% anointing of God.
Amen. Amen. These truths will help us all come into a better understanding of God's anointing and give us more confidence and ability to tap into that anointing. Pardon me, to use it to achieve God's purposes. We all need a greater flow of God's power in our lives. My hand is up. Yes, I need that. The world is crying out for a gospel it can experience, not one it just hears about. Our foundational scripture for these messages is Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The anointing is of God, and it has purpose. A primary purpose of the anointing is to do good. That includes bringing healing and deliverance, freeing God's people from the bondages of hell, including yourselves, by the way. The anointing is a smearing or a rubbing of the Holy Spirit, and every one of us is God's anointed. It's not just the preacher who brings the message or the musician or singer that leads us into worship. It's not simply the prophet who brings a word from the Lord or the evangelist who opens spiritual eyes for people to see Jesus. We are all equipped by God with his power and with the Holy Spirit inside of us to eliminate physical and mental diseases, emotional traumas, addictions, poverty, and whatever else the devil wants to throw our way. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. Isaiah 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from you, off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah, Lord.
The anointing is in us. The yoke destroying, bondage breaking anointing of God is in us. It has purpose and it has power. When we tap into and use God's anointing to do good, heal the sick, and cast out devils, it increases. The anointing can become so much a part of you that it gets down into your bones and oozes from your very being, even at the cellular level. We saw that in the verse where they threw the dead man into Elisha's tomb. And when he touched Elisha's bones, the dead man revived and stood up on his feet. We also saw it in the account of handkerchiefs and aprons being taken from Paul's body and laid on the sick, and they recovered. And then there's this one in Acts 5:15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them.
Thank you, Lord. That's the anointing. Even the shadow of Peter healed the sick. Just simply being in such close proximity to Peter's anointing, people were healed. We need to reject the lies the devil has instilled in us about our inabilities and the lies that he's instilled in us through the spirit of the world about getting old or forget, being weak or whatever. Are we weak? Sure we are. But as we see in the scriptures, we are anointed by God and nothing can stop the anointing of God. In fact, the word tells us it is in our weakness that God works best. When we're busy trying to accomplish stuff on our own, then we have to depend on ourselves. And that's when we become absolutely certain that whatever it is just simply can't be done. It is God's anointing that changes us from can't do people to can do people. When we're focused on what we don't have and what we can't do, then God has nothing to work with and neither do we. When we allow God's anointing to flow out of us, then we become a church that operates in power, not a church that simply operates. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here to back up what I'm saying. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 3 through 5, Paul is speaking, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." And 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." You know.
Hallelujah. If we are to be these people, the ones who come in power and demonstration, and not just in word only, then we have to be able to put a demand on heaven by drawing on the anointing of God.
Amen.
And his power. And people are not interested in hearing about God. They're interested in experiencing God. People are not interested in hearing about God. They are interested in experiencing God.
Amen.
You know, I don't think this is necessarily something we just have to push out. You know, this happens. This happens.
That's true. But we have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And people need a touch from heaven that opens their hearts, changes their circumstances, heals their bodies, sets their minds free from fear and torment, and brings peace and joy and love into them. We stated last week, people need a now word, a now answer to the problem. Here's a prayer we can pray for ourselves in order to receive that answer for others. And it's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. "That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man."
Amen. Make that personal. Make it personal to yourself. Yes, we pray this for other people every day. God's word doesn't return to him void, but make it personal for yourself. What would that look like? I think it would look like this. "Father, I pray that you grant me to be strengthened in my inner man by your Spirit and according to the riches of your glory. Help me to be rich in your glory so that the strengthening of my inner man may increase daily." You know, we also made clear that it is strength in the inner man, not the outer man, which makes the difference in our effectiveness. And again, as Phil just said, the Holy Spirit is the strengthener. We don't have to muster up strength in ourselves. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spoken to me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Not by might nor by power.
Amen. In order to release the anointing from our inner man, we first have to know we have it.
Amen.
If you are a believer, then you know the Word of God is true. So if you have a hard time believing us when we tell you that you're anointed, then believe the words of Jesus.
Yeah.
Luke 24:49. "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." John 14:16-17. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you."
Something out about that scripture that just really, as you were reading it, just really hit me. Jesus said, "I will send the Holy Spirit, another comforter, who will abide with you forever." How long is forever? Forever. When that anointing comes alive in you, it doesn't move out and find another apartment. It is abiding in you forever. If you ever had it and moved in it, you still can.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth."
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Witnesses in Jerusalem. To the Jew first, hallelujah.
Amen.
As we said earlier, Jesus operated on the earth as a man with the full anointing of God. And he was our pattern. When Jesus went to the cross to lay down his life for us, it was for more than that we should go to heaven when we die. That's a good start. But being born again is the starting point. It is not the finish line. He released to us the anointing of God to empower the anointing that the Father had already put within us at our creation. He sent us the Holy Spirit to dwell with us and in us. And Jesus then gave us authority to use the power of God. That is so amazing. So that is the next thing that we must accept and begin to practice. We need to draw from the Holy Spirit power within us and begin to exercise our anointing in concert with His. Matthew 28:18-20. "And Jesus came and spoken to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All is all. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Fully immerse them in the character of the Godhead. Fully immersed. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. What he commands. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Go you, therefore. Here's the power. Now go.
Hallelujah.
Get up. Get out. Go.
Get up and go. Do it. Some people don't cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and pray earnestly or do any kind of spiritual warfare or minister to people because it takes too much out of them.
This is some years ago. A clown friend of mine, we were meeting at her church. It was I can't tell you what church it is because y'all might know it, but it was a Christian church. And she asked me what we did in the ministry, and I said, well, we're deliverance ministers. And she said, oh, yeah, well, we believe in that too. And our pastor cast a demon out of somebody once, but he said he wouldn't do it again. I said, what? She said, yeah. He said it took too long, took too much out of him.
Hallelujah. Well, if you remember when Jesus was walking through the crowds and the woman with the issue of blood touched him, as he said, he felt virtue go out of him.
Amen.
So, hallelujah, that's his virtue. It's the virtue of God. So, you know, we have to admit it can be tiring. And it has been proven that heavy ministry and spiritual warfare can actually cause your body to lose protein that needs to be replenished. However, let us say this. The anointing of God doesn't diminish. Jesus spent lots of time with his Father to fill up his tank, so to speak. But he never said, or at least we can't find where he said, that the anointing is running out and that these people are draining me, other than what I just mentioned. He just felt the virtue go out of him. He didn't say, I'm drained out. He didn't say, I can't do this anymore. No, the anointing is God's, and it doesn't run out, and it doesn't go dry. It actually increases with use. The more we draw from it, the more he gives us. Hallelujah. The other thing to say about the ministry is this. When you as a minister to others are resting in God and allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work, not depending on what you think you know and not concerned about the result, there is far less fatigue.
Amen.
If you think about it, the times you get really worn out are those times when you aren't strengthened in your inner man and you're operating from the outer man. And that's why I've seen so many ministers where they stay alone before they minister. They're filling up their tank. They're in prayer alone, drawing from the power of God and communing with God to be ready to do what they're called to do. So be assured, what you can do will never bring success.
What you can do.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah, okay. I know, but I mean.
Oh, okay. You're reiterating.
I'm
Thank
reiterating.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. But what God will do can never fail.
Oh, always. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And finally, we have to trust in the anointing. Knowing that the anointing of God within us is great enough to overcome anything. Do I need to say that again? No. John 16:33. Pardon me. These things I have spoken unto you, Jesus is speaking, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God. Don't leave that part out. You know, most Christians usually quote that verse this way: greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But we leave out the I am of God part. It is precisely because we are of God that we can overcome the world. We are of God and we carry his anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
So what is it we're to overcome? Well, what's in the world? Sin, sickness, poverty, death. Much of what falls into these categories are things we open ourselves to because of self-focus, self-centeredness, self-abasement, self. To overcome self is truly to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh.
Amen. We're also really good at quoting the scripture, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We say we can do all things, but not very many of us are actually doing anything, unfortunately. Is it because we don't really believe we can? Well, you're right. In your own power, you can't. Many Christians view God through the same lens that they view man. If we can envision a man, even a Superman, accomplishing a certain thing, then we don't have a problem believing God can do that too. We say nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. When will that become a reality in our lives? The answer is that it will become a reality in our lives when we tap into the anointing and let God's power flow through us.
Amen.
He does not withhold. We are the ones who are withholding.
That's true. You know, many fears, we named last week a lot of fears that hinder us and cause us to withhold the anointing that God has smeared into us. Some of those were fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disappointment, fear of disappointing others, need for approval, fear of rejection, fear of looking bad, all kinds of things. And the devil also does what he can to focus us on results, performance, causing us to feel responsible if we pray and nothing happens. Self gets in the way, and again we begin to operate from the outer man and not the inner one. The anointing dwells in our inner man, not in our outer man. Strengthening the inner man takes some discipline on our part. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. The long and short of it is, we need Jesus.
Amen. Just as Jesus said he could do nothing of himself, he also explained that we can do nothing without him. Who is Jesus? He is the Word of God. So if we aren't spending time in God's Word, we aren't abiding in the vine. To tap into the anointing God put within us, we have to have the Word of God in our hearts. We can begin to draw on the anointing with what God said and putting our faith in what God said. We can put a demand on his word, bring forth his truth, and receive his blessings. That is a discipline that we all need to develop. How can we be a disciple of Christ, the anointed one, unless we discipline ourselves in his word and his truth? The word of God is life, it is spirit, and it is truth. Without it, we waste God's anointing. There are a lot of Christians out there who don't feel the need to read the Bible. They either believe they get what they need from a little bit of church or other preaching once in a while, or maybe directly from the Holy Spirit.
And then there's a guy that says, oh, I read the Bible once. I've read that.
You got to feed on it. It's spiritual food. Hallelujah. Amen. It's our life and the length of our days. And I want to let you know there's a danger in, you know, just counting on just the Holy Spirit, even though you can, but to be there. When we depend strictly on the Spirit to tell us what we need to know, we can get a message also that may not come from the Holy Spirit. If we don't have the truth of God's word in our hearts as a plumb line by which to measure what we hear, we can be off in a wacky land pretty quickly. And when that happens, we will likely get ourselves and maybe others into a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a testimony and tell you a story of a girl that was kind of inserted into my life some years ago. She was a friend of a friend. The friend had invited me into the area to teach some deliverance classes. And this girl had a spare room. I was supposed to stay with her while I was there. Now, she would spend a lot of time in front of her TV with worship songs on, just soaking, as they say, and claimed to be a Christian, and I'm sure she was, but she was struggling with multiple personality disorder. Her ex-husband had a restraining order on her, and she didn't have custody of her children because of the manifestations that were evident in her life. And when I got there, my presence in that home, apartment, whatever it was, it stirred up the demons that she carried, stirred them up in a big way. Now, she had a prescription for a controlled substance. She had it in her purse. It had an address on it that was the old address where she had lived with her husband and her children. And suddenly, she got this word from the Lord that the house at that address belonged to her. That was her house. And that she should go back and reclaim it. She stole a truck from a neighbor and hit the road. She ran away, supposedly with the idea that she was going home. And
somewhere out in the wilderness, the truck broke down or ran out of gas or something. She got out. She began walking. She crossed a barbed wire fence. She was physically injured when she tried to do that. And when the police found her, she had crossed illegally onto an Indian reservation. And she was in a truly dangerous place. It was the grace of God that it was the cops that found her. And they let her know she was in trouble. They took her to a hospital to get patched up, and on the way, she convinced them she was just trying to get home, and she had gotten lost. So after she was patched up, they took her to the house, and her ex-husband explained the situation. She was still sitting in the car, and she was taken to jail for breaking the restraining order. And for later, they found out the stolen truck. That added to her trouble. Now, you know, this girl loved the Lord. She was really convinced that she heard from God about going back to her house. But she didn't have the word of God in the Bible to back that up. All she had to go by was her feelings. It's absolutely true she heard from a spirit, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit of God. And I never had an opportunity to work with her. I never had an opportunity to impart truth to her because she was incarcerated the whole time I was there. Isn't that a plan of the devil? And my friend lost touch with her also, and I can't tell you if she ever got the help she needed. I hope she did. But without the word of God, here's the bottom line point. Without the word of God, we will not be able to discern God's plan and purpose or even recognize his voice.
Amen. So aside from the word, there are a few other things that can serve to strengthen our inner man and keep the anointing flowing and on target. One is praise, being lost in worship of God, recognizing him for who he is, appreciating him and his presence in our lives. And entering his presence in the Spirit is a fabulous strengthening exercise for the inner man. In worship and praise, we can come into communion with the Lord. Communion is another way of saying common union. Strengthening our inner man and coming into that place of intimacy also happens through prayer. Continual prayer is simply constant communication with our Creator. Being in continual prayer doesn't mean you quit your job and intercede all day. It means just what it says, having constant communication with God, just talking with him, keeping the channel of communication open. When you do, keep in mind that a conversation goes two ways and not just one. A lot of times we get so involved in talking that we don't listen. Having a conversation with God means you talk and then you listen. Or maybe you don't talk. You just get the conversation going by asking him a question. And then you wait for his answer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God wants to increase his anointing in us, and he wants us to be very aware of it. Remember our foundational scripture, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is also with us. He never fails. Which means we don't have to fail either. Many times, people think they've failed because they think they've overcome a certain sin or sickness or whatever, And then later on, they fall into it again. Well, let me just say this about that. You don't fail because you fail. You only fail if you give up. When we quit is when we fail, and not before. So a righteous man falls seven times, yet will the Lord raise him up again. He will raise us up in the anointing and by the anointing. The anointing is the thing that enables us to rise. Thank you, God. The anointing is the thing that keeps us upright. The anointing is the thing that brings us overcoming power.
Amen. So, are you struggling with something today? Is there a secret sin in your life you haven't been able to overcome? There's no shame in being transparent before the Lord. He already knows about what you think you're hiding. When we confess our sins is not when God finds out about them. Ask the Lord to strengthen you in your inner man, and then use his strength in your inner man to overcome that thing. And it doesn't matter how many times you've tried to change. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried to stop what you've been doing. It doesn't matter how long it's been working in you or in your family. The anointing of God is in you to overcome it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Change our focus from what's wrong with us to what's right with him.
Amen. If you are oppressed of the devil in some area of your life, be of good courage and very courageous, for the Lord is with you. His anointing is inside you. You are a can-do person. You are not a can't-do person. Tap into the strength, the might, the power of God, and draw out the answer. Pull on the anointing. Put a demand on heaven. If you seem to need more than you're able to muster, then pray more, praise more, and absorb more of the word in your daily life.
Amen. What? Hallelujah. You know, you and I were created to heal all who are oppressed of the devil because God is with us. It has to start with us. Now, we're not trying to put you into a performance-oriented mindset, believe me. He is the one who gives us strength, wisdom, and ability. We need to recognize he's given us strength, wisdom, and ability, and stop denying it. There's a space of time between the time we draw on the anointing and the time we receive the manifestation of power. There's a little span of time there. And that is the space of time that is the danger zone. That's the time when the devil talks the loudest, spews out the most lies. That's the time when we tend to believe our lying eyes and not the truth of God. It's the time when we're most likely to agree with the enemy of our soul and say, it can't be done. I can't do it. But we are here to encourage you. Hang on. God's word is true, and his anointing cannot be stopped. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you need to repent to the Lord for allowing fear to keep you from flowing in the anointing God has given you, then do that now, because starting now, each one of us is going to draw on the anointing within us and each other to work the miracles that are needed in people's lives. We're going to bring freedom from oppression. We're going to break and destroy the yoke of bondage from hell.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to encourage you to pray with me. But before I do that, many of you were not on the line at the beginning of the line, and Helen gave a great testimony of using the anointing in her own life, tapping into that and reminding herself and the enemy that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. And it would go away. The symptoms would go away. And I will tell you that no matter how many times you have to do that, there will come that time when there's no fight in it. And it will that time is going to go away and it won't come back. Hallelujah. So pray this prayer with me, and we pray out loud so that all of heaven and hell will hear us. Only God can read your mind, and the angels need to be released to minister to us as we agree with God. The devils need to flee as we agree with God. Hallelujah. So pray with me. Father God.
Father God.
You've made it so clear in your word.
You've made it so clear in your word.
And by your spirit.
And by your spirit.
That the anointing is for me.
That the anointing is for me.
And in me.
And in me.
And I thank you that I can receive this truth.
I thank you that I can receive this.
Need to mute your phone, please. And never forget it.
Never forget it.
Forgive me, Lord, for not resting in you.
Forgive me, Lord, for not resting in you.
And in your anointing.
And in your anointing.
In times when I'm ministering to others.
In times when I'm ministering to others.
Praying for them.
Praying for them.
Laying hands on them.
Laying hands on them.
Encouraging them.
Encouraging them.
Whatever that ministry looks like, Lord.
Whatever that ministry looks like, Lord.
Let it flow from you.
Let it flow from you.
Your anointing.
Your anointing.
And not what I think I know.
Not what I think I know.
Forgive me for thinking the result of my prayer is up to me.
Forgive me for thinking that the result of my prayer is up to me.
Forgive me for striving to make something happen in my own strength.
Forgive me for striving to make something happen in my own strength.
Keep me aware, Father.
Keep me aware, Father.
That I am a part of the vine.
That I am a part of the vine.
And that I draw from the anointing of the vine.
That I draw from the anointing of the vine.
And not my own efforts.
Not my own efforts.
Keep me always aware that I am of God.
Keep me always aware that I am of God.
And not of myself.
Not of myself.
And to carry your anointing without touching it.
And to carry your anointing without touching it.
Or taking credit for it.
Taking credit for it.
I want to flow, Lord, in your anointing.
I want to flow, Lord, in your anointing.
Every day and in every way.
Every day and in every way.
I want to develop the anointing you've rubbed into me.
I want to develop the anointing that you've rubbed into me.
So that my life.
So that my life.
My actions and my attitudes.
My actions and my attitudes.
Are praise to your glory.
Are praise to your glory.
Discipline me in your word, Father.
Discipline me in your word, Father.
So that I am not drawn off by other voices.
So that I'm not drawn off by other voices.
Into destruction.
Into destruction.
Make me steadfast.
Make me steadfast.
And consistent.
And consistent.
In following your word and your will.
In following your word and your will.
Thank you that the anointing is resident in me.
Thank you that the anointing is resident in me.
And that I can release it at your direction.
And that I can release it at your direction.
To do good.
To do good.
And to heal all who are oppressed of the devil.
And to heal all who are oppressed of the devil.
I break agreement now with striving.
Break agreement now with striving.
I break agreement with compromise.
I break agreement with compromise.
And I break agreement with complacency.
And I break agreement with complacency.
Forgive me, Lord, for believing the lie of hell.
Forgive me, Lord, for believing the lie of hell.
That has kept me from releasing your anointing.
Has kept me from releasing your anointing.
And Father, I just ask that you show each person what that lie is in their own hearts.
Father,
you don't have to repeat that. Thank you. You know, everyone, I'm just taking a little break from praying here. You know what that lie is. And I encourage you to break agreement with it now. I break agreement with that lie.
Break agreement with that lie.
And I tell the demon behind it.
Tell the demon behind it.
I don't want you in my life.
I don't want you in my life.
Father, continue to grow me in the anointing.
Father, continue to grow me in the anointing.
And to grow the anointing in me.
Grow the anointing in me.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. I just take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever all generational cords of iniquity, every evil soul tie of striving to perform or striving in your own strength in any way. I cut through that completely. I cut through any generational cords of iniquity, of compromise or complacency, and I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attaches itself to you. I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I send those things to the pit, all performance-oriented behavior spirits, all striving, all working in your own strength, all spirits of compromise and complacency. Get up, get out. I cast you out. Loose them and let them go. They broke agreement with you. I speak to that lion devil that planted the lie in your heart that has kept you from releasing the anointing of God. I speak to you, you are a lion devil, and you do not belong in a blood-bought child of the living God. Loose them. Get up, get out, and go. Leave from every cell in their body, every thought in their mind, every emotion in their heart. I send you into the consuming fire of the living God now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fill your people with purity and power, with compassion and commitment. In the name of Jesus, fill us up, Lord. Fill us up. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And if any of you have a comment or a question, or you didn't have an opportunity to tell me you're here and you'd like to, please unmute your phone. *6 on your telephone keypad unmutes your phone. And you'll be heard.
Hi, Vicki. Hello. Stone. That was a real blessing. Oh, my goodness. It was such
very
a blessing.
Cool.
Thank you, Phil. It's amazing. Thank you.
You are welcome. God bless you. It gets better. There's more. There's more about the anointing.
We probably want to see if we can get to listen to that again. If you know, there's a way you can send us a link or something.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki and Phil. It was a blessing. You.
Bless you, Claudia.
Did it too. Yeah. Oh, my God, just needed every one of them as well. I think you sent me the first one. I don't think I got. Has there been two or three?
This is the third one.
Okay, because I don't have I have the first one. I don't have the second one. Oh, they're such a blessing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Comments or questions? Hi, Sue.
Hi. It was good, of course. that generational, you know, or the story about the young lady was very enlightening. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad. I knew it was for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Vicki. Bennett.
Yes, ma'am.
Holy, holy is He. Most definitely. Yeah, walk in the Spirit. And like you said, lining up with the Word at the same time. Yeah, because we even have our own self-doubt, but the Word tells us otherwise. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
it's
right.
The other way. Yeah. You can, yes. So. Check and verify.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't never act on. I try not to act on impulse. You know what I'm trying to say? I try not to act on impulse. I weigh back and try to get a verification.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Take every thought captive.
Yes.
And you know, this also goes. Let me just extend this a little bit. When you get a word from the Lord through a prophet at your church, you know, because there are many prophetic people, and those who, you know, do the circuit or whatever, you know, somebody's visiting, it may be a true word. It may truly be a true word, but you cannot act on that without God's timing.
Amen.
Because you can really mess yourself up if you do. So, you know, you put it on the shelf, you pray about it, and you wait for the Lord to open the door for that.
Right, give
and then
the wisdom.
Keep your eyes open for it. Check it in the Word of God. Make sure, you know, lines up with His Word. But you have to have the Spirit of God and the Word of God to accomplish His will. And you also have to have the timing to accomplish His perfect plan and purpose.
Right, right. Yeah, He works for you when He's ready.
And it is all about the anointing, so praise God. Okay,
Amen.
Who else? Anybody else got a word of question or comment? I want to thank Helen for the testimony that she had. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for acting on what you have already learned and heard. You know, we can hear a really good message and leave it lay at our feet, or we can pick it up and use it. And she picked it up and used it.
Don't just say thank you too, then. Thank you, guys. Y'all are such a blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for all the grace and the patience you have to help us to make it through this life and help us understand the Word. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Mitch.
Yeah, thank you for that grace. Help
Amen.
Us, help
God
us to learn more and more. Yes, praise you, God.
Anybody else before Pastor Phil blesses us?
Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, Vicki, this is Ricky. I got on a little late. My lawyer again today. He canceled the appointment, and we have trial tomorrow. And I had someone just come and dump a lot of fear on me. And I got on real late. I am going to meet with him an hour before trial, but I have to keep my peace. This message on the can you share with me after the phone line Ellen's testimony and some other testimony you shared? I kind of had to walk away from this person that put a lot of fear in me of what I got to do and what I got to not do. I have to
finally
trust the attorney, and it has to be the anointing. I need to.
Amen. Amen. Back of the truck.
Nobody can put anything on you without your permission. In the name of Jesus,
right.
We stand against
right.
The spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Okay. I can't really go into all that right now, but yes, we'll talk for a few minutes.
Thanks.
Okay.
Can I mention something? It's Marie. I just want to mention something. This past weekend, I had a friend that had some family members that came into town, and there's two ladies and a gentleman, and we're supposed to be like really prophetic, and we're having a Bible study at her house, and wanted me to come and join and get a word from the Lord and praise and worship. And I didn't feel led by the Holy Spirit to be there. And then that was Friday night. And then Saturday, she called and said, oh, you should have came. It was so good. It was so powerful. And I said, oh, I'm really happy, you know, and I said, well, she goes, you're going to come again tonight. You should come. I said, okay, well, you know, maybe I will. We'll see, you know, because I wanted, you know, to be sure that I had a word from the Lord. Yeah, let's go, you know. And I still did not feel led to go, like, just to, no, don't go. So.
Good for you.
Shorten it up. If I need to hear a word from the Lord, I go to the Lord and say, Lord, do you want me to go? Is this for me? Or he can tell me himself. So we have to be obedient and check with him first, you know.
Amen. Good word. Good word, Marie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you that you are speaking to our hearts clearly and that we have understanding, because you say in your word, in all our getting, get understanding. Thank you, Lord, that you are speaking to us in a way that we can understand. And, Lord, make it clear to all of us what you'd have us do, say, and where you would have us go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word tonight. We ask you seal it in our hearts, Lord, that it bears fruit in our lives. Thank you, Lord. And is Aaron the high priest of the people of God, the Jewish people, in the Old Testament, in Numbers, the 6th chapter, bless the people of Israel. I bless you now as the children of God, with the Aaronic benediction. God bless you as you hear. I will do it in Hebrew and in English. Just receive. Yivarech Adonai Ve'yishmarech Yis Ya'er Adonai Panav Elecha funeral. He saw Adonai on a Beislecha. Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for all your blessings, as we return them with praise to you. Lord, we lift you on high tonight. We bow our knee to you, mighty God. Thank you for your presence in our lives. I ask you, seal your or encamp your angels around your people this week. Give them a God-filled week, glorious results that bring fruit for your kingdom and in their lives. Thank you, Lord. You are good. Thank you for your mercy. We just give you all the honor, Lord. Glorify your name in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach.
Yes.
Jesus the Christ. Amen.
And amen. Here from the South.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you all. Have a great week. We'll be back here in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.